one more track for the top of the hour, and after that, we're going to come back with Rachel Marie live in studio. And if you read the Facebook post, we have a little scheme to have you guys kind of interact with us. I know you're going to love this new record, and sometime during the hour, we're going to mention where the title came from. And when you hear that, you'll see her Facebook page linked in my message, and you can just go to Facebook too and just search Rachel Marie, and you will get a free CD or a free download. She's looking at me like, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Uh-huh, that's it. All right, so I'm going out to see a show tonight. I am from another local artist with a CD release. Here's something brand new from our friend Andrea Gillis. This is such a great tune called Land on Me. New noise here at WMFO, Medford. WMFO, Medford, 10:04 in the morning. Mike on the mic here with you till 11. That was just Andrea Gillis, who's celebrating the release of her new record called Ladies Love Thunder. That's happening tonight at Q Division. Doors open and show starts at 7. I think she goes on a bit later than that, around 8:30. I'm going to that because I want to see her for sure. But I do want to tell you that our own Brian Young, who of course does Crash Course for the Ravers at 1 every Saturday, 1 to 4, he's playing tonight with his band, The Thigh Scrapers, Shiny Beasts, Glider, and Mr. Airplane Man tonight at Club Bohemia. So if you're looking for something to do, there's two great things you could do. And, what a horrible segue. Another great thing you could do is pull the microphone closer to you, Miss Rachel. Like that. How are you?
I'm all right.
Yeah?
I'm okay.
I'm okay.
Yeah.
That sounds familiar to me. I'm okay.
Oh, wow.
Why is that, do you think?
I don't know. I wonder why.
So welcome back to Fabulous Studio A.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's nice to be here.
Yep. Nice to have you back. You were here just a week before Thanksgiving, I think, just last year. And as the first time you were here, we learned all about you. Bethlehem, PA, baby.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole deal. And you were talking about your plans to release a new record.
Uh-huh.
And you were sort of hopeful, saying, I got to do it. Yeah. And you said, I want to try and do it in May 2018. You're like, I don't know. I can't really commit to it. But you did it.
I did.
You did. That's true. You've got a new CD called False Foundations.
Yeah.
And it was released in May. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
It's 12 tracks. And we're going to get through all 12 tracks today because we want everybody to hear all of this.
Oh, yeah.
Some of them you had already written and maybe performed here, but they weren't recorded.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to sort of do both, a little bit of live, a little bit of recorded. And we want to start with something from the new CD, which I have in person, just to prove it.
Nice.
Right here. Yeah. It's right here. We want to go with track number 4 called Hello Stranger. We'll do a couple more, maybe come back and do a couple live. And stay tuned, because Rachel is with us for the entire hour here at WMFO Medford.
I was taught by the stories of a Middle Eastern man that I should give when I can, especially in dangerous times, especially when everyone is drawing lines and building walls. have been conditioned, babe. He showed you his face and gave you words like love and keep and stay. So when that same face feeds you lies and distance, and all those pretty words get stained, your mouth still. It's all the same to you, we'd rather not. Because as long as we've cared, as long as we've been here, the back and forth, the broken motions haven't stopped. There's some sick, twisted reason, honestly thinking you're even. If your hearts have strayed, it's the same amount of times. 'Cause you've been conditioned, babe. He showed you his face and gave you words. Fireball and cigarettes won't get the mess to leave. They just blur it all and make
WMFO Medford, 10:15, just about 10:16 in the morning. Mike on the mic here with Rachel Marie. Good morning, Rachel.
Hey.
I don't know why that's doing that. That's supposed to stop after each one. See, Rachel and I are both having these days today. We don't know why. It's just very strange.
Yeah.
And there's a new CD player in here that I'm wicked afraid of because we haven't used it. And I'm not even using it. It still did that.
Yep.
I don't know. Somebody changed it. But who cares? We just heard three tracks from the new record called False Foundations.
Yeah.
And they were wonderful. Let's start with the first one I played, and then we'll talk about that last one we just heard. Again, album's called False Foundations, just released in May, right according to plan. And that was Hello Stranger. We heard that one before. That's one that you wrote, correct?
Yep.
And who's the stranger? Is it you?
No.
No?
Well, the stranger is sort of anyone. I know that's like the most vague thing in the world,
I think
the whole point of the song is, we sort of tend to dehumanize people. I mean, we could talk about anything right now going on in the world. Oh my gosh! But like
so many things going on.
Yup. Yeah. I think we definitely have a tendency to dehumanize people when they need our help. And that song's sort of about that, you know, like actually reaching out to people who are human beings and acknowledging that they're human beings instead of, I don't know, acting like people who aren't like us or aren't from where we're from, or people who we think aren't like us aren't people.
I'm on board.
So that's really about, you know, sort of reaching.
I'm on board. I love that. I love that.
Yeah, that's good.
you've been conditioned. We played next. What's that one about?
That one I actually wrote for a friend who I was never really all that close to, but just she would go back to this toxic relationship over and over again, and all her friends, you know, sort of me included, were like, hey, why are you doing that? You could stop doing that. You know, you can. I promise. You can stop. You don't have to go back all the time, every time. But, you know, she's been conditioned, so that was the message of that.
And this next one, you did not write, but somebody very close to you did that we talked about last time. That was Rosie's a friend of mine. We all have a friend named Rosie.
Do we? Yeah. Actually, that one was written by my producer.
Yeah.
A guy named Bill Hall. That song is one that I always loved of his. I knew him from open mics in Bethlehem. He actually lives in Morristown, New Jersey most of the time. But I knew him from an open mic at Godfrey Daniels in Bethlehem, and Rosie was one of those ones that he wouldn't play at every open mic, but I wanted him to play it at every open mic.
Mm-hmm.
And then since he was producing my record, he suggested I cover it, which, you know, was funny because he made me do like a million takes because he wanted it to be just right because he wrote it. But my dad actually sang with me on it.
I was going to ask you about the last verse there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's my dad doing the...
And he's playing bass, too.
A little background. Yeah, he plays bass on the whole record.
That's neat.
Yeah.
That's neat. Okay,
awesome.
Let's continue. Would you play something live for us?
Yeah. So my dad wrote two of the songs on the record, and I'll play one of them now.
Okay.
Called Ain't Nothing Up But the Ceiling.
Okay. Live in Studio A here at WMFO. Here's Rachel Marie.
Toll, and the summertime has taken on a chill. I look at the phone, nobody home. I feel like dying, and I guess someday I will. And there ain't nothing up but the ceiling. No one who nothing at home but this feeling. No one and no, nothing new. When she was with me, when love was mine, yes, I believe somehow it wasn't right. But that won't help me to pass my time. Is it?
You know, I've showered you with accolades last time. You know, you're one of those that makes it look easy. That was a brilliant melody. It's already an earworm.
Yeah.
It's pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My dad's cool.
Yeah, it was really nice. Ain't nothing up but the ceiling. It's always true.
Yeah.
but it's, you know, it's funny. When people say, what's up, you never really, it's sort of like, nothing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Is that kind of the feeling behind it?
Well, I think that song is pretty darn heartbreaking, actually. You know, because it's about being in... I mean, I think it's about, you know, the feeling when you're in, like, a really dedicated relationship and then suddenly it's not there anymore. And for me, I think that can be, you know, that can be a romantic relationship or it can be, you know, anything at all. When you have something that, like, you think is going to stay and then it's suddenly gone.
You're going to make me all tear up now. Let's do something else live from the record.
Yeah?
What else would you like to do?
Oh, no, I don't know. I didn't come up with anything.
I know, but I have to put you on the spot.
I didn't come up with a plan.
What do you think?
I think I want to play Let Me Be. Speaking of one of those, like, permanent sort of relationships, this is a song that I wrote for my best friend. It's also the song I point to when people say, hey, all your songs are sad. And I say, no, this one's happy. So, here you
okay.
go.
Okay, live in Studio A once again, here's Rachel Marie. You know, I bet you that that's such a gift to you and your best friend.
Yeah.
What a nice thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Welcome. So let's talk more about False Foundations. We talked about it sort of last time you were here, but it was under the auspices of, I have the title for my new record, and it's here. It's part of a song, and it was a line in one of the songs.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And I don't know if you want to do that song now because it's very powerful. But we could mention that that's the song it came from called Not Okay.
Yeah. It's funny because my dad kept calling it the title track of the album. And, like, not really because the song's not called False Foundations. But the title comes from the title of the record comes from the first line of that song. And the whole song is about... the whole song, and I guess, like, a lot of my life is about, like, these ideas that we have that we hold so close to us that really just hold us back because they're not real or helpful. Like, for me, that whole song, Not Okay, is about how I have always lived my life sort of like I have to do everything by myself. Like, I have to rely on myself. I have to have it all together. Just me. And that's really just never been true. So for me, my false foundation is this idea that I have to do everything alone. And the song, you know, sort of goes through this journey of me realizing that I'm allowed to rely on other people. And really, I should rely on other people, you know, and I want to be that person that other people can rely on, too. So then I did this whole, like, social media campaign with... the cover of the album is me holding myself, like, holding up, like, a fortress of cardboard bricks. And so I did this social media campaign where people wrote on the cardboard bricks what their false foundations are, and I took photos with them. So some of those were things like, I suck at everything, or I'm not good at anything, or I have to change to be worthy of love. One of my favorites was my friend Jim wrote, middle school bullies were right. And it's just so cool to think about these things that have held us back, and then other people see them and they relate to them.
Just cathartic, I would think.
Right, it's cathartic. And then for other people to see, like, you know, Kathy Sands Bamer, who books the Me and Thee and, like, has done plenty of writing about music, who I think is just one of the coolest people, wrote I'm Not Good at Anything on her brick. And so I just think it's so cool for people to see, like, someone they really like and respect writing something like that.
Like,
you're like, how can Kathy think that she's not good at anything? Or, like, how can Pratik, who's a great singer-songwriter, write I suck at everything on his brick? You know, it's like, so, yeah, like, realizing that other people have the same vulnerabilities that you do, no matter how cool you think they are.
I'd be interested in the follow-ups. After they opened their heart and wrote this down on the bricks, did you follow up and say, did that help you to resolve that?
I think what I heard from some people was it was really nice after they posted it to have the response of people being like, wow, I have that same life experience too.
And you know? It's out so there, it's
all,
too.
Yeah, it's all like identifying with each other and being like, whoa, you have that idea? Like, bummer that you have that idea, but, like, nice that we can relate to each other on that level, you know?
I don't know if you want to play that live, because you did it live last time. We have a recorded version.
I would love to hear it from the record, because I think...
I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, well, and I have... So, like, my dad played bass, and... this incredible violinist from New Jersey named Diane Perry plays on a few of the tracks, and that's one of the tracks that she plays on, so I'd like to hear that.
And lyrically, it's great because, you know, when you listen to the whole thing, it talks about what you were just letting us in on, and at the end, it sort of resolves itself, which is it. Okay, this is the song we've been talking about, Rachel Marie and Not Okay, here at WMFO, Medford.
Fortress, will you give me and say carpet stained wood rotting through. I curl up in my center, but my center's rotting too. Burdened and weary, dark and dreary. Because I thought I had to be my own rock. Well, you look at me and say that I can't do this by myself, and you'll be my somebody else, that I will always need some help, and that's okay. I am a fixer upper of a human life, not equipped with the required skill to heal it. I have prayed so hard for this light to warm instead of burn, and God, it's such a joy to feel it, to build a home. And I know not everybody needs a savior, but I thought I had to be a fortress. You look at me and say that my effort is blessed, and you'll invest in this mess, blood and sweat and tears, and that's okay. door of his heart. But in the end, he could not let her in. It happens too often when it happens to you. Too often it's happened to me. And I've been the villain, and I've been the victim, and I've been the blind referee. And I'd like to quit looking for paradise, or find it, one of the two. But I can't, and I won't, and I can't understand how the best is the best you can do. It's a hard thing to hear when a friend puts you down. It's a pretty bad feeling to fight. Like an outlaw with orders to get out of town. Oh my, ain't it cold out tonight? Mostly it's misunderstanding, I guess. Mostly it's nothing at all. Never miss August or the smell of fresh hay till November when the snow starts to fall. And I'd like to quit looking for paradise or find it, one of the two. But I can't and I won't and I can't understand how the best is the best you can do. Eternity still is the same after you've cut it in two. But I can't understand, no, I can't understand how the best is the best you can do.
10:40 in the morning here at WMFO. Mike here with Rachel Marie. Hi, Rachel.
Hello.
How are you? See, it's doing it again. That's really weird. So very strange. I never did that before. Anyway, such a weird day. But loving hearing this new record.
Thanks.
So we started with that great track, Not Okay. You know, the violin and stuff in the back. Mm-hmm. Just a gorgeous... the production overall is just great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was psyched about it.
Yep. And it's great that you knew that you were going to do a new record and you had... something from your own work that you could use for the title track in that song. Yeah, and then we heard Rededication. We haven't talked about that one at all. What's that one about?
That one actually was a commission for a friend of mine who was being consecrated as a presbyter in the Moravian Church. So she'd been a minister for years, and being consecrated as a presbyter is sort of like the next, you know, step. The next like level of rededicating yourself to your ministry. So she wanted me to write a song for that service based on the gosh, now I'm not going to remember what the scripture passage is, but one of the scripture passages that she used for the service was the you know, like, when you saw me hungry, did you feed me? Did you clothe me? Did you visit me? So it's sort of me, you know, questioning in myself. Like, I think I fed you, Jesus, you know, like I tried.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's all about rededicating yourself and like trying harder to be a good person and be a good force in the world.
It's a wonderful theme. And then you and your dad, looking for paradise.
Yeah.
Now, I know from our last conversations that growing up, he always was singing and playing guitar.
Yep.
You know, for the rest of your life, you'll have you and your dad singing together on a CD.
Yeah.
That was Looking for Paradise. Did he write that?
Yep.
He did. Yeah. So what was that like? It must have been, have you ever done that before? Had him recorded with you?
No, not recorded.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
What was that like? I mean, it must have been just so special for both of you.
Yeah. Well, and the funny thing was my producer thought, well, your dad's going to play bass on his songs, and then we'll see about the rest of the record. And then as soon as he put down the bass tracks on his own songs, my producer was like, oh, no, he's playing bass on the whole thing.
Mm.
And I was like, yeah, I always knew that he was going to. You had to, like, come to your own conclusion. But Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Oh, I bet. Congratulations to both of you. You sound awesome.
Thanks.
Sound awesome. So let's continue on listening to some more of this album recorded, Strange Reunions.
Mm-hmm.
The title conjures up all kinds of things, and I'm probably wrong about it. What kind of reunions are so strange that they're about in this song?
Well, that song, the funny thing was my producer kept writing it down as Family Reunion for the longest time. And it sort of is, because that, the song, wow, it's a lot. The song is a lot. But, so my cousins and I were always close growing up, and my one cousin Kaz in particular, his dad, my Uncle Dave, owns a summer camp. So when we would get together in the summertime, me and all my cousins, Kaz wasn't always there, because he was always at camp with his dad. And the one time that we did all see each other was at the family reunion at Thanksgiving in Pittsburgh. So that was the one time a year that we knew we were going to see David and Kaz and Hannah.
Right.
And then my cousin Kaz died in a car accident a couple of years ago. And so then the next time we all saw each other, it wasn't seeing Kaz. Kaz wasn't there.
Yeah, I
you know,
see.
So
wow.
So that's the strange reunion.
That is not
of
what
it.
I was thinking about. Wow.
Nah.
Wow. First of all, sorry for the loss of your cousin. And
thanks.
Wow, what a powerful way to just memorialize it in a song.
Yeah.
For sure. All right. Well, let's hear "Strange Reunions." This is from the new record called "False Foundations," and it's track number 6. It's here at WMFO. Medford.
Good reason. Thank you. toes, met a can that would take you from me. And you knew you could fly, and I knew you could die, and your mind wouldn't let you be. I still wake up sometimes thinking it's a nightmare, but something so dark couldn't take such a brilliant soul. I want you to know you're still shining, and that I still don't feel whole, and I wanna cry, babe. What have you done? But I know. And weren't you the one who said, don't let your friends go soon? Well, you know, I think if love conquered all, we would have done it by now. Before the sand in this glass ran out, or before the glass was shattered on the floor. And it shouldn't be that we don't see or choose to see things clearly until the girl in the grass is yours. And it shouldn't have to matter whose daughter she was, or whose sister she was, or whose lover she was. She was human, and God damn it, that's enough. And if your prayers let you off the hook, and you won't look at where the killer lives, then I think you need a different kind of love. And I'm crying, babe. What could I have done? Just don't know. And I'm torturing myself, honey. When did I let my friend go? And what's 30 seconds versus 30 hours? We're all so tiny anyway. It wasn't that long. God didn't even blink. And somehow you're not ours, but you can't be lifeless. You're so
WMFO Medford. Mike on the mic here with Rachel Marie. We just heard three more selections from False Foundations. It's just come out as of last May. That was Too Soon. Before that was Second Chances. And we talked all about Strange Reunions, which really brought a tear to my eye. That's quite the story, Rachel. What a songwriter you are.
Thanks.
Okay, so you're going to grace us with one more live.
Yeah.
Here, this is actually the last track on the record from Where I Still Am. Anything you want to say before you start, or...
Nah.
Rachel Marie, everybody, here, live in Studio A at WMFO.
She said, I think I'll go to Brooklyn with a ticket in her hand, but the world drove her to Cleveland by way of Bethlehem. And she sobbed in hotel rooms and in buses and on couches on the way. Sense of obligation, a weighty family name, a drive to share the moments after everything had changed. But even as a chorus, it feels empty to say I love you from where I still am. I love you from where I still am. She said, I think I'll go to Boston, but the world had other plans. It drove her back to Bethlehem, bus tickets all be damned. And the love and the need and the fear and the grief gripped her heart. Fierce and tested loyalty, that same great family name, a
a black hole where a stellar light has always been the same. From a world where we've never lived without you, we say, I love you from west to Lale. I love you from west to Lale. From a world where beautiful young people die and grown people can't find safe places to cry. A world without a man who shook my head.